British singer-songwriter and musician Andrew Rochford is about to hit the road again with a festive treat. A sole Christmas evening with Rochford will play 9 venues in December. An early present for fans will not only get Amatil Christmas classics, but his greatest hits, the likes of Cuddly Toy and Family Man. Andrew started out with his own band Rochford, and for the past 10 years has been the voice of Mike and the Mechanics, Mike Rutherford's post-Genesis band. He's had an amazing solo career, 10 albums, and worked with the likes of Michael Jackson. So fans are going to get to see Andrew celebrating this season, this December, on a 9-day festive tour. There'll be links to the full dates in this post. He's playing Sheffield, London, Birmingham, Brighton, Manchester, Northampton, Norwich, Bristol and Newcastle. And tickets from venues plus gigsandtours.com and ticketmaster.co.uk. And to tell us all about it, my special guest today is the man himself, Andrew. How are you?
How are you doing, mate?
Oh, the better for hearing you. Come on, this sounds amazing. Tell us about the tour. What are fans going to get?
Well, obviously it's the Christmas Soul Tour. It's billed as a Christmas Soul Tour, but it's essentially a Rochford gig. I'm going to be still doing my catalogue from over the years, but thrown in a few little Christmas surprises. You know, I'm a big fan of people like Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles and stuff, and the guys that are really talented at interpreting things in a very different way, and that's what I will be doing. So don't worry, people, it won't be sort of cheesy Christmas carols or anything like that. You know, it's going to be a soulful event.
Well, what's really interesting is that your press release actually name checks one of the songs that you're going to be singing, which is Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas. So what's so special about that track?
Well, you know, actually, I do like, you know, because I like the John Lennon, this Christmas song, songs that actually, you know, still have a double meaning to them. And they're about what Christmas should be about, which is like bringing out the best in people, about being compassionate for each other. And Lord knows we need that right now, I think.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you're actually going to be singing material that works in your style, but what's your favourite Christmas song of all time? And will you be singing it?
My favourite Christmas song of all time? Oh, my God. You know what? I do like a very simple song called Silent Night. It's just, there's some magic to that song. Well, I can't say, but you know, if people play their cards right.
One thing I will say is it's certainly not going to be a silent night when you get on that stage, is it?
I think you told that joke a lot better than I could have.
What we do know that's on the set list, we know that you'll be singing your greatest hits. So I've got to ask you, I don't suppose a day goes by without somebody asking you about Cuddly Toy. 1989, funk rock signature song. Became an international hit, UK top 10, sold several million copies since its release. Do you ever get tired of singing of it? Is it a blessing or a curse?
Always a blessing, you know. Sometimes you forget. I mean, I've had, you know, a period maybe in the 90s where I thought, well, aren't people tired of me, you know, like late 90s doing it, but no. And then I kind of realized, of course, if I met the guys from Boko Haram who did Wider Shade of Pale, or Stevie Wonder, which I haven't met Stevie Wonder, but you know, Superstition, you think I would listen to those songs every day forever and be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget, it was introduced to a whole new generation of fans when Steve Coogan gave it Alan Partridge treatment, singing it in the opening credits of his 2013 film Alpha Papa. Now, did you have any reservations about Alan Partridge singing Cuddly Toy?
Well, I'm a big Steve Coogan fan, always have been. I think he's a very clever and funny man. And he obviously knows his music, because when they sent me the clip, you know, he lip-synced Cuddly Toy better than I ever could, which is kind of nuts, really. But yeah, no, I loved it. And you know, people must remember as well that Cuddly Toy in its own right is already quite funny. It's a lot of humour in it. And the title kind of should give that away.
Now, you've released 10 studio albums, your latest, the 2020 Twice a Lifetime, which was a joint collaboration with British soul queen Beverly Knight, who we were speaking to about her going on her tour as well. I mean, what kind of experience was that, and is it something you'd repeat?
Well, obviously the album was a Rochford album featuring Beverly on one track, just to be clear. And I would work again with Beverly, which I have done on her album. But any day of the week, she's an amazing artist and human being. And her drive is second to none. And I just think everything she's achieved, she's earned it. And so more power to her, especially being a woman and a black woman in the industry. So yeah, I would definitely do that again any day.
Now, you've toured with the likes of Terence Trent D'Arby, The Christians, worked with Josh Stone, Chaka Khan, and I've got to say Michael Jackson. So tell me, how did you come to work with Michael Jackson, and what was that experience like?
Well, I heard you say the introduction, and I have to actually clarify that I was asked to work with Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson has voiced that he was a fan, but we never got together, so it never actually happened.
Not really.
But as they say in the business, it's nice to be asked. I think at the time, because of scheduling, he was, I think it was the Bad album, but it was like the lastminute.com, and I was actually touring, and I couldn't get, didn't get it together in time. So that's something that was a bit of a shame, but it was nice to be asked.
And what was it like to be told that Michael Jackson was a fan?
Very, very surreal. And it was very early on in my career. And apparently he said to his employer to tell me that he is a big Rochford fan because he's also a big Sly and the Family Stone fan. And I remind him, my music reminded him of Sly and the Family Stone. It was the biggest compliment I could ever get, really, because I would never have imagined it as a kid growing up as a Michael Jackson fan that I would ever hear that. And it was very encouraging for me. Any time you get your heroes giving you those kind of accolades, it's such a big encouragement and verification that you're on the right track.
That must have been one of the biggest Christmas presents you could have ever had. And talking of which, what are you getting for Christmas? What would you like this year?
Also, when I got my MBE, I have to say that was another moment for a big Christmas present from my mum. But like I'm talking about my mum, that's normally, Christmas is about family for me. It's about letting go as well of the workaholic in me and just saying, resign yourself to the fact that it's a holiday. Just chill out and, go and see your family. I go see my mum in Barbados. She's in Barbados, so excuse to get out there. No, it's lovely. And then great food, of course, and great TV as well. It's cool.
So what's a traditional Barbados Christmas lunch like? Is it anything like the roast turkey dinners that we have here in the UK?
I remember as a kid being in Barbados at Christmas and being dragged outside going, Santa's coming. And there was a Santa Claus going past in a horse and cart. And he had the full regalia on, and it was about 30 degrees. Wow. And sunny. So I think in Barbados, people are quite religious in Barbados. So it's normally a midnight mass the night before. And then you're kind of on the beach and great food. It's about chicken, the same way it's roasted, but you get rice and peas as well as the potatoes. And it's just really about family as it is in the UK.
It's special, isn't it? And that's what's so special about this tour. I'm just going to remind everybody again that it's a soul Christmas evening with Rochford. You're going to be playing 9 dates all over the country, or full details all over this posting. For people who've not been to see you perform Christmas songs, and indeed for people who might have not been to see you live, but obviously your fabulous work, just remind us again what they're going to get and why they should come.
Well, I'm a big fan of some of the great soul artists and the energy and the emotion that goes into their shows. And I've learned from these people musicality. And really, it's about having a great band, which I do. I'm very blessed with a great band. But it's about the energy and the connection with the audience. It's each night should be and is with Rochford an event. People who haven't seen me before, and I'm tired of hearing it, when they do see me, they kind of go, wasn't expecting that. And then, you know, more blown away. And that happens every time. So if you're a newbie to the Rochford camp, you know, expect it to be a bit special.
Wonderful. And just finally, Andrew, have you got a Christmas message to all your fans?
Well, you know, as you know, I love the John Lennon songs and the songs that preach sort of positivity, which we should have as much as we can. We need that right now. And I think Christmas, you know, just it's a time to reflect and spare a thought for people maybe less fortunate and just, you know, love each other a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, great message. A great way to end the little chat. I could speak to you all day, Andrew, but I know you're a very busy man. Thank you ever so much for that. A Soul Christmas Evening with Rochford. Check out full details on this post. Andrew, thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours. Thank you.